Stands of time. It's time to leap through the history books. It's time to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 20th of January, just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 250, Emperor Decius began a widespread persecution of Christians in Rome, originally issuing an edict saying that all inhabitants had to make a sacrifice on behalf of the emperor to the Roman gods. Anyone, including Christian followers, who refused to offer a sacrifice for the emperor and the empire's well-being, risked torture and execution. A number of prominent Christians did in fact refuse to make a sacrifice and were killed in the process, including Pope Fabian, making him a Christian martyr. In 1156, according to legend, the freeholder Lally slayed English crusader Bishop Henry with an axe on the ice of Lake Koilijärvi in Finland. In 1649, Charles I of England went on trial for treason and other high crimes. In 1788, the third and main part of the First Fleet arrived in Botany Bay. Arthur Phillip decided that Botany Bay was unsuitable, however, for the location of a penal colony and decided to move to Port Jackson instead. January 20th in 1937 marks the day Franklin Roosevelt and John Garner were sworn in for their second terms as US President and Vice President. The first occasion a presidential inauguration took place on the 20th of January following the ratification of the 20th Amendment. January 20th is known as Inauguration Day, and every president since 1937 has been publicly sworn in on that date, including Donald Trump later today US time. Except when the 20th falls on a Sunday, when they actually have to wait until the 21st to do the public ceremony. On January 20th in 1942, at the Wannsee Conference held in the Berlin suburb of Wannsee, senior Nazi German officials discussed the implementation of the final solution to the Jewish question. The final solution, an inauspicious day in history to be sure, decided on this day in 1942. In 1982, heavy metal musician Ozzy Osbourne performed his most infamous act when he bit the head off a bat on stage during a performance in Iowa. Now, this was at the height of Ozzy's issues with drug use, but in fairness, he only bit into the bat after it was thrown on stage, thinking it was made of rubber, but it was not. It was real and alive, and the moment that followed, as I say, does go down in rock history as one of the more infamous ones. On January 20th in 1986, in the United States, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was celebrated as a federal holiday for the first time. In 2007, a three-man team using only skis and kites completed a 1,759-kilometre trek to reach the southern pole of inaccessibility for the first time since 1958 and the first time ever without mechanical assistance. Got some famous birthdays for you as well. Tom Baker, the fourth Doctor, or the way I find easier to remember, to be honest, the one with the enormous blanket-sized scarf. He is turning 83 today. Famously weird director David Lynch is 71, probably celebrating with a damn fine cup of coffee and a slice of cherry pie. And comedian and TV host Bill Maher is 61. Got some famous musos for you as well. Pianist Joseph Hoffman, a child prodigy as well as piano virtuoso, who was born on this day in 1876. Singer Slim Whitman, born on this day in 1924. Fun fact, before he was famous, Slim actually taught himself to play guitar with his left hand after an accident caused him to lose several fingers on his right hand. Eric Stewart of 10cc's is 72 today. Ian Hill, co-founder and bassist for Judas Priest, is 66. Nathan Connolly of Snow Patrol is 36. Rapper Joey Badass, that's Badass with two dollar signs for S's, he's 22. Paul Stanley, guitarist for Kiss, 65 today. We were hearing a little bit of their classic hit, of course. Couldn't go past that one. I Was Made for Loving You, Baby.